Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. The late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Levracha. And of course, learning in the Shul this week has been graciously sponsored, Lilei Neshmas Chana Racha Bas David HaKohen. And here we are in Sefer Tehillim, and here we are in Perek Membeis, which starts what's known as the Sefer Sheni. Now, there are 10 people who contributed, says the Gemara, to the Sefer Tehillim. There was Adam HaRishon, there was Malki Tzedek, who was known as Shem Ben Noach, there was Avram, Moshe, Haman, Yedusan, Asaf, and the three sons of Korach, says Rashi at the beginning of Sefer Tehillim. Now, the entire first book, David HaMelech wrote. The second book starts with eight kapitlach, eight prakim, that we're going to give credit to the Bnei Korach. In the third parak, in the third book of Tehillim, we're going to also recognize them as well. They were Asir, Elkana, and Avi Asaf, says the Torah. Rashi says initially that the Bnei Korach joined their father when he was going to rebel against Moshe and Aaron. But in the middle of the rebellion, they realized their mistake and they did tshuva. And when they did that, and a mouth opened up, started to take the people to Gehenna, Hashem provided a place for Korach's three sons. They were in an elevated niche within the earth, and it was on that area that they composed these Tehillim. And when they went to the earth's surface, they got Kedusha, and they offered Nevuah about the people who are going to be in the Golos. And they also talked about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and also the lineage of the Davidic monarchy. The Bnei Korach are still given a tremendous idea, and this becomes a very fundamental idea. So today's kapitel, Membeis, according to the Vilna Gaon, is the Shir Shalom for the second day of Sukkos, when the Simchas Beis HaShoeva used to be conducted. So for the conductor, we use a maskil. What's a maskil? So according to some, this is a hashkafa. And on the other thing, according to others, it's actually a reference to a instrument called a maskil. Libnei Korach, and there it is for Korach. And you have to remember, Shmuel Navi came from Korach. And Shmuel's grandson was Haman ben Yoel, and he had 14 sons who were Levium, who were there. They were supposed to be the center of the choir and the orchestra. So so we understand the authorship over here becomes very fundamental. Kayal tarog alafike moyim ke nafshi zarog elecha elokim, right? Like a heart, like a ayal, like a ram. It's now ayal is a male version. And it's tarog. Now Rashi notes that there is tarog is a female. It's in that situation, right? So the Chachamim say that when it comes to an ayal, it's the kindness and the kindest and the most devout of all the animals. Other animals are thirsty; they gather around him and ask him to daven for them. And so, in this situation, Kayal Tarog becomes a fundamental by the springs of water, where when he's thirsty, he tries to dig out water with his horns. And he also swallows snakes whose poison causes a heat within his stomach, and so therefore he tries to drink in that regard. And that's what we say over here. Bnei Korach expressed that just like he goes ahead, the Ayal stands there and davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the water, that's how my soul calls out to you, Hashem. When we felt we were going down to Gehenna, says the Bnei Korach, we felt we were alienated from Hashem, and we were most exiled, we called out to you, our souls called out to you. And of course, at the time, the soul, Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch, at the time that the neshama of Am Yisrael will be released from its shackles, it'll step forward, it'll burst forward. The soul cries out and he says, how long, right, will we wait? Tama nafshi, our souls are calling out to you. When are we going to be there and see and get to experience you? Tears were shed day and night as the nations of the world say, where's your God now? Well, you know, in those moments, I felt it, and we learned that bechia, that crying helps satisfy a person's hunger, so he doesn't eat anymore. Hannah, of course, when she offered her cries, over her situation, Chana, the mother of Shmuel Hanavi, she didn't feel like eating anymore. When people are depressed, we find that their eating fat, their eating goes down, right? Ve'amar kol hayom, the enemy is taunting me all the time for throughout the galos. Ayei Elokecha, if he's so great, then why does he let you sit here in the exile? Says the Radak. So we say, Eilas karav eshbacha alai nafshi kiavor besach adadim ad beis elokim bekori navisoda hamon chogeg. He says, these things I remember, and I pour out my soul within me, how I passed with the people walking up with them to the Beis Hashem with joyous song and thanks. Everyone was so happy at those times. I remember that experience, walking gingerly up with the enjoyment. Of course, the Sforno says we're talking about the fact that the people came back from Bavel to see the new Beis Hamikdash. They said that most of the people who were younger, they were unaware of the differences, but the people who remembered the original Beis Hamikdash, they cried over it. And in that regard, why are you so downcast, my soul? And why are you calling for me? Hold down for Hashem. I will still yet get the opportunity to offer something exciting in the future. Some of the Mefarshim here point out that what David HaMelech, or what the Bnei Korach are highlighting here, is to be upset. Why are you so busy knocking yourself for the experience of going up to see Hashem? Sometimes you take what you have going forward and use it and parlay it to a closer relationship. Hashem within me, my soul is down because I remember you. I remember what it was like. The Medrash comments and says, I'm filled with jealousy when I see the Goyim's nations living in calm and comfort, even though they do things to get you angry. Gemara Ksuba says, Kol Adar b'chutz la'aretz doma kimi she'en lo eloka. The Gemara says, whoever lives outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's like he doesn't have a God. And so therefore, I want to go to Eretz Yisrael so I can say Elokai, even though my soul is downcast. And so therefore, when I go witness your generosity, I remember that we also angered you when we were on the eastern banks of the Yarden, and you looked over those offenses, and you split the Jordan so that we could cross into Eretz Yisrael. I remember that, and I remember the snow-capped mountains, etc. To home korei lekotzi norecha komish barecha galecha alai avaru. I remember the watery deep, and how it calls out to your upset, and all your breakers and your waves swept over me. Before I had a chance to get myself out of one problem, I already had another problem, and I kept all those waves. They kept cracking and crashing over me, right? Yomam yitzava Hashem chasto ubalayla shiro imi tefila lekelchoi. Let the dawn arrive. Let Hashem to go ahead and show me His chesed. But night by night, let His resting place be with me. That's my tefillah. And let the dawn of the Geula shine forth, says Rashi, and let Hashem show His mercy on us. And let Him give us the great song that we'll be able to offer at that point in time. And we pray to Hashem, who guarded our lives, to keep us alive until we get to the Geula, so that we get the chance to experience His salvation. Omer alakel sali, so I say to Hashem, my rock, lama shechachtani, lama koderi lech belachat soyev. Why did you forget me? Why am I walking in gloom? You were always my rock. Why is the galus so long, says Ibn Ezra? It sounds like you almost forgot about me. I'm like a person in avelus who's wearing dark clothes in this situation. Beretzach batz mosai cherfuni, like a sword in my bones. That's how my tormentors are. Tzorarai beomer meilai kolayom ayei alokecha. When they go after me, they're saying, "Where's your God? Where's your God now?" They taunt at me, and it goes into me like a knife, like a sword, like a retzach, says Rashi. When they curse at me, and it hurts. Matishtocha chinashi umatemi alai hochili lelo kim kiodo deni yishuos panai belokai. Why are you so downcast? And there's going to be a salvation in that situation. My God, and the light in my face, and you just know I'm anticipating, and I know that there's going to be yeshuos that come about. And with that, we also recognize they'll be great Yeshuas. May we get be zocha to experience them speedily in our day. Everyone have a great day and a wonderful Shabbos.